Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to The Subjective Truth, a paranormal docudrama about UFOs, ghosts, and liars. Written and produced by Jeremy Ellett. Starring Addison Peacock as Graham Anderson.
I did receive a rather interesting email I'd love to share. It's from a Deb in Oklahoma. She writes, "Graham, when I saw your name trending on Twitter, I thought you'd died. Nope. Just the regular kind of online mob backlash. You really pissed some people off." After looking into the Fuck Graham Anderson hashtag, I decided to binge through the first 7 episodes of The Subjective Truth while I was at work today. Not bad. I mean, not great either, but it's your first season. Most shows aren't good until season 3 anyway. Still, kinda weird to hear you talk about aliens instead of, you know, just shouting nonsense over sports highlights. But now that the Pillbox Mattress Company is no longer a sponsor, I thought you might like to hear my pillbox story. Just keep in mind, this happened over 2 years ago, okay? I was a freshman at the University of Tulsa, still doing the whole dorm life thing, so I didn't know fuck all about buying mattresses, and I'd definitely never heard of this pillbox place. I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I know their ads are everywhere now, but back then they weren't, like, a known thing. Anyway, I'm totally wasted at this Halloween party. My roommate and I are both dressed like different bizarro Waldos. We're just people watching and talking shit about everyone's costumes when, over the music, I hear someone say, "I bet you won't do it." And then a small crowd started chanting, "Do it, do it, do it." A throwback Ed Hardy bro was holding something small and white in his hand. A few times he faked like he was going to eat it, but then laughed and tried to hand it back to his friend, saying something like, "Hell no, I'm not crazy." The crowd seemed disappointed that the show ended, and I thought it'd make me look cool, so I snatched it from Ed Hardy Bro's hand and said, "I'll eat the fucking thing." And then I ate the fucking thing. It was like a small, stale marshmallow. It fizzled down my throat. I gave it one last big gulp and raised my arms in triumph. Everyone around me looked terrified. A girl started crying. Ed Hardy Bro told me I needed to throw it up right away and tried to grab me around the midsection, and then the crying girl screamed at him and said it would only make it worse. I just thought it was some sort of drug. Or, I don't know. Again, for context, I'm a drunk freshman dressed like a female bizarro Waldo with a mustache at a Halloween party in March. A litany of good decisions led to this moment. The Ed Hardy bro tells me, "You just ate a pillbox mattress. Those things expand in water. Your insides are, like, mostly water." And then he just walked away like it was nothing. My heart started pounding. I remember asking everyone if they knew what size of a mattress it was, because I guess in the moment I thought I might be able to shit out a twin size or something. I tried searching on my phone. What to do if I swallow a pillbox mattress? Pillbox mattress plus stomach. Pillbox mattress plus ingest. All I could find were more fucking mattress ads with their old tagline, "Grow your mattress in a matter of minutes." I had no idea what to do. I had this thing growing inside me, and I knew I had to get it out soon or it was going to kill me. Slowly, in front of everyone I knew. My belly button burnt with pressure. I didn't want to be the freshman who freaked out and called an ambulance to an off-campus party, but I also didn't want to be the girl who had a mattress rip out of her midsection in front of 60 people, so I made the call. It took the paramedics a long 10 minutes to arrive. With each shock of pain on the left side of my stomach, I thought, well, there's the big one. Here it comes. You really fucked up this time, Deb. The creepiest part about all of this is that no one was consoling me. No one was trying to help. Once word spread, people were just standing there, recording me. As if my death was going to be the signal gun for a race to post a surefire viral video. And then, with the eyes of YouTube staring me down, I let out the longest and loudest fart of my life. I've always heard that the bowels are expressed upon death, so I just figured this was the first sign. But nothing else happened. When the paramedics finally arrived, they assured me that while swallowing a pillbox mattress can be quite uncomfortable, it isn't poisonous or deadly. Apparently, it comes with some special solution you're supposed to mix with the little stale mattress marshmallow. It doesn't just grow in water like the commercial said. And I am so fucking thankful for that. You can actually find a video of it online. Just search for Farting Girl Waldo. It'll be like the 7th result. 252 views.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.